Yeah, things have changed. Like, we'd haul all that grain in off the Rock Island, those dryers to Stuttgart. Now they truck it all. Mm-hmm. Got a big dryer up at Desark. They truck all that stuff. Mm-hmm. That was another run. It was something else, too. You didn't go up there, but maybe twice a week or once a week. And the wood and the undergrowth and everything, it was like going through a tunnel, you know. And we were went up there one day, and it was 10 miles an hour, and we'd gone so far. And finally, the train just stopped. And what had happened, the rail had spread, and we derailed about 8 cars. Never did go in emergency. It just pulled him down. And we walked back here, and we drug those things over half a mile on the ground, didn't know it. What saved us, we had a roadmaster on the front end of the engine. He, deer season, he had his deer rifle. He said, I'll cover up the dragging those cars that far.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, there's little odds and ends that happened. People had pulled pranks. One old boy, they'd nailed it. He'd changed clothes on the caboose, and he nailed his shoes to the floor. One old boy, he wore a baseball cap. It had that little button on top, little metal button on top, you know. He nailed that thing to the wall through that metal button. His head cut. Had a little hole on top of his hat. And they used to pull pranks like that. You had to have a little fun, or it'd just be so bad you couldn't
sleep. Yeah, you know? I imagine so.
Yeah.
So ever any experiences on the bridge, the river bridge there in Little Rock?
Yeah. I had experience on that. We crossed the Missouri Pacific at Little Rock.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one just before you go across the bridge?
Before, if you were going north Little Rock.
Uh-huh.
Well, we'd come in from Memphis, we'd come around a curve, we had a block signal. Well, they had such a slow order on the track, if you didn't get around there in time, the time elapsed on the block signal would run out and it'd go back to red. You'd have to stop. Well, if you had to stop on that interlocking, you had to go up there and flag the crossing, or you had a clock, you could pull that thing over and wind up, and then it'd give you a signal. Well, we pulled up there one night, and it had ice all over the engine, and I got off of that engine and started walking up. Had to walk a little ways from the signal to the interlocking, and I slipped, and there was a cable, and that cable caught me right across the belly, right went in the river.
Wow.
So when I got straightened up, I got in the middle of the track and walked.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. But those trains would have to use that switch engine, would have to use that bridge, you know, back and forth. And then the Rock Island would run trains, and then they had the passenger trains going across it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a busy bridge. It was.
Yeah. I remember I was bused in second grade to Redwood Elementary. That's where I first really started seeing the Rock Island.
Yeah.
And I just remember you see a lot of switch engines going right from school and stuff.
Yeah. Rock Island, boy, we had a lot of business. Of course, a lot of industries have shut down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And times have really, really changed. Like I say, we went from having to watch for those hot boxes and go up, and you'd have to pull that old packing out, and sometimes if there wasn't a place to set them out, well, you'd have to cool them down, put water and a little oil in there to maybe cool them down to where you could get to the next sidetrack where you could set them out. And now on the Missouri Pacific, they got these deals that you pull the train by, and it tells you if you got what wheel it is, what is bad, if you got a hot box.
Yeah, these detectors.
Or if you've got dragging equipment or something like that, and it'll tell you on the radio. It's automatic. It tells you on the radio.
Hmm. I guess that's why they don't eat cabooses.
No. Well, to me, that I don't understand that, but I don't understand this remote control running these engines either.
Yeah, to me, when I see a train, it's just not complete if I don't see a caboose at the end, but that's the kid in me.
Yeah, well, that expense of keeping the caboose up, and then another man, somebody's salary, you know.
Yeah.
But I always kind of enjoyed riding those cabooses. Like going to Memphis and all, that, back when the track was real good, well, you could, the caboose rode good. They were good.
Yeah, I imagine it'd be fun in caboose, and you got desks, and you know.
Just oh yeah,
a
well you yeah
area.
You get it. You get down and move around back there, and then of course you had your ice box, and you had a stove. You could, we used to cook on them.
Mm-hmm.
And have an ice box. You'd carry your lunch, keep it in the ice box, or if you want to put you some cokes in there or whatever, and you could sit up there in that cupola and eat your lunch if you wanted to while you were running. Made it pretty nice. Like I say, we'd cook. I carried a big old, like a pot, and I put water in that thing. I get that water boiling, and I'd open a can of beans or something like that and stick that can down in that boiling water and leave it long enough for it to get hot, and that way I didn't have to mess up a skillet or something like that, you know. Well, I'd cooked on those things, made coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Make the coffee and set the coffee pot on the side. You know, it had a little box where it comes, where the smokestack was fixed in. It had a little box, you could set it on the side there at an angle, and it'd keep warm there. But,
After listening back to LT, I dubbed over the
tapes onto a CD and just listened back to them, and it's very, you know.
LT went to work in 1942, and I went to break it in 1952, so he'd been there for about 10 years longer than I had. But I always liked LT. LT was, he was a good man.
Yeah, he was.
All the way around, he was a good man.
Big talker, though.
Oh,
but,
golly. And his wife was just as bad as he was. But
you know, it's amazing. I'd just ask him one question, he'd be going for 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'd get in at hot, we'd work at Hot Springs, and we'd take our car, drive over there to go to work, and have a car to go back and forth. And we'd leave there, and he'd start telling the story at Hot Springs, and we'd get out of the car at middle, and he had never finished it. He was still telling it.
Yeah, no, LT is a great guy.
Yeah, he was. I really miss him. He was, you know, he just went down in a hurry, too.
Right.
He was always stayed in pretty good shape.
Uh-huh.
But when he got on there and had to go to that dialysis and all that, and then when he died, they put that pacemaker in. I think that's what got him.
Well.
I didn't even know he'd had a bad heart. Then he had a heart attack.
Uh-huh.
And one day, I run into him up at Kroger up there. I still smoked. And Jane told me to get some box of salt. I was getting ready to check out, and I had a box of salt and a carton of cigarettes. Oh, he called me Joe. He said, oh, Joe. He said, my goodness. I said, what are you doing? He said, that salt will kill you. And he said, no cigarettes. And I mean, he chewed me out for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
One day we went, Jane was going to the store, and she said, don't you want to come go with me? I said, no, don't believe it will. I'm afraid I'll run into LT.
Yeah,
and about 3 hours later, she come back. I said, where in the hell have you been? She said, hey, I run into LT.
Yeah, well, Louisa told me she was young. She'd fear running into him up there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Just, I said, he would.
Yeah, he said, oh, that salt. He said, you ought not to use that salt. And he said, them cigarettes are cute.
Yeah.
I had one old boy that was a...
We will miss LT.
Oh,
I said
him.
That when he was... I said, he is... If you ever run... You got hung in up with him, you're just there for an hour. You just, but LT, he was a good person.
Yeah. He was a good man.
Yeah, he was a good man. He definitely was. And we will... And you know, Margaret died.
His wife died.
Oh.
Yep.
She didn't live much.
It hadn't been too awfully long ago.
Yeah.
Last year, I guess.
At least LT was lucky in that he retired before the end of the Rock Island by a few years.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I think he said 77, I think.
Well, see, I was kind of in a tight because I had 27 or 28 years. And you had to have 30 years to get a full pension. And I wanted to get my 30 years in. That's what I was worried about. And I came down with this back trouble. And on disability, well, I got just as much if I'd worked till I was 65. I had enough time in.
And
I was thankful for that.
Yeah.
But, no, I miss a well, tell you.